caves becomes the scream of our lives, the grunt of death, or the allegory of the real, facilitated by the technology of immersion. Soon after the beginning, there was the screen, the cave of the screen, the screen of the cave, of Altamira and Lascaux, are the beginnings of history and the template of materiality we call culture. Earlier there was fire, we can be sure, and tools, and they too were mediations of an earlier non-rhetorical time. And those extensions existed to mediate primitive spaces or bodies. Our precursors didn't leave them behind with intention, or at least they weren't communicata for the masses, or imaginations for calling a consensus of any kind. The caves, however, were something more progressive. Their interior wall designs, extensions of primal human code onto the sphere of the real, and perhaps the first attempt at the denial, metaphysical erasure. Those stone screens were first, and they perverted the intent to remember, to simulate, and to communicate to themselves and perhaps one another, and to extend themselves through space and time. Hence, they're the beginnings of the prosthesis of our code.
As copy.
The screen served to mediate the sphere of the cave, to provide a social cushion. In this sense, we're meant to raise the comforting screen of sameness. This cultivation of sameness, this intentional perpetuation of the aesthetic space, an attempt at the cultivation of a non-nomadic location, meant to persist and to resist the flow and the ebb of change, the primal envelope we call culture. The culture from without, that imposed milieu within which we are immersed, is none of our own device or intention, is an assemblage of meanings one must increasingly labor for to purchase. And is more easily understood as an all-encompassing noise of surface that penetrates to the depths not of our souls, but of our code. That machining process continues to hum louder and louder the older we grow to be. At some point, many of us, the noise becomes deafening, save for the jingle of civilized madness, but this is not culture. Perhaps codes cannot have culture. Perhaps they're either organized or disorganized. Nothing more, nothing less.